Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajika Chari Ashtutra Stashi Shimad Vrindika Swami Abhai Chinavinda Bhakti Vidam Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivrajika Chari Ashtutra Stashi Shimad Vrindika Swami Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvita Kuro Prabhupada Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Kuri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Grantarad Shimad Bhagavata Mahapurana Ki Jai Itai Gaura Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Jai Shri Shri Guru Gauranga. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hare Krishna. No, it's okay. Hare Krishna. So, we reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam. And we're reading today, continue to read. 9, text number 40, correct? Va etinam pumam nitvam.
Ya etanam pumam nityam.
Stutva stotre namam bhajeta. Tasvasu samprasidevam.
Tasyasu samprasideyam.
Sarvakama varishvara. Va etena puman nityam.
Ya etena puman nityam.
Stutva stotre namam bhajet.
Stutva stotre namam bhajet.
Tasvasu samprasidevam.
Tasyasu samprasideyam.
Sarvakama varishvara.
Sarvakama varishvara. Ya etena pumanityam. Stutva stotre namam bhajet. Tasyasu samprasideyam. Sarvakama vareshvaraha. Ya etena pumanityam. Stutva stotre namang bhajet. Tasyasu samprasideyam. Sarvakama vareshvaraha.
Ladies, please.
Ya etena pumanityam. Stutva stotre namam bhajet. Tasyasu samprasideyam. Sarvakama vareshvaraha. Ya etena pumanityam. Stutva stotre namam bhajet. Tasyasu samprasideyam. Sarvakama vareshvaraha. Ya etena pumanityam. Tasyasu samprasideyam.
Sarvakama bhaveshvara. Yaha.
Anyone who.
Etena.
Etena.
By this.
Puman.
Human being.
Human being.
Nityam. Regularly. Stutva. Praying. Stotrena.
By the verses.
Mam.
Me,
bhajet,
bhajet,
may worship.
May worship.
Tasya, his, asu, very soon. Samprasideyam, I shall fulfill. Sarva, all, kama, desires. Vara Ishvaraha, the Lord of all benedictions. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any human being who prays like Brahma and who does worships me shall very soon be blessed with the fulfillment of all his desires, for I am the Lord of all benediction. Purport: the prayers offered by Brahma cannot be chanted by anyone who desires to fulfill his own sense gratification. Such prayers can be selected only by the person who wants to satisfy the Lord in his service. The Lord certainly fulfills all desires in regard to transcendental loving service, but he cannot fulfill the whims of non-devotees even when such casual devotees offer him the best of prayers. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayumudhirayat nashta prayesho bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki yam svanubhavam akilam shrutisaramekam adhyatmadipamatiti tirshatam tamundham samsarinam karunaya hapurana guhyam tam vyasa sunumupayami gurum muninam mukham karuti vachalam palgum langayate girim tatkripatamaham bande shri gurun dinatarine ajanulam vita bujau kanaka vadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamala yataksau Vishwam Bharu Dvijavaru Yuga Dharma Palau Vande Jagat Priyakaru Karuna Vataru Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I would like to offer my sincere gratitude and thanks for giving opportunity to speak few meaningful words. But I am always feeling nervous whenever I come to Los Angeles because it is so many wonderful illustrious devotees here, senior devotees, and I'm always scared to commit Vaishnava offense, and it's called Maryada Vitikrama, offense of speaking in front of seniors. But with your blessings as an order and as a purification of myself, we love to do it, to share our experience. Yam swa anubhava shruti saramekam. So we're sharing experience actually, not just to show our learning capacity or how many shlokas we know. Really, it's not the case. And I'm very happy to share our experience, whatever little bit we have. And as Bhagavatam also says, how far bird can fly in the sky. We are doing as a matter of duty, as a self-purification. And as Vidura was traveling all over the holy places and he met such a great personalities, Maitreya and Uddhava, and that's a wonderful opportunity to associate with devotee. Tulayam alavinapina swargam na punar bhava bhagavat sangha sangasya marthyanam kimutasya saha. Association of devotees can never be compared with any opulence of heavenly planets. What to speak about this material. And this particular slok, so I need really your sincere blessings and prayers so we can speak few meaningful words today to glorify Supreme Krishna. Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. This is very important text we are going through today. This is an assurance of Krishna for those who are offering the proper prayers as were offered by Lord Brahma. For those people, first of all, he will accept those prayers and they will be blessed with whatever desires they have fulfilled in regard of devotion, to devotional service. And this is the principle of Mahajano Yinagata Sapantaha. Mahajano Yinagata Sapantaha. Following the authority. And in our case, Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, direct authority of Lord Brahma. There is no point of concocting something new. As Prabhupada mentions in first canto Bhagavatam, chapter 4, text number 1, very nicely, he said, everybody should speak and glorify Krishna from the platform of his realization. Very important. And he speaks about, Prabhupada gives commentary, what does it mean, your anubhava, what is your realization? We cannot just copy-paste blindly. No. Independently thoughtful, as Prabhupada wrote in the letter on 22nd December 1972 to Karandara Prabhu. So he said, we need to create independently thoughtful people. Those who can present Krishna consciousness in a proper manner. And personal realization means, Prabhupada writes, that the authority of previous acharya should be maintained intact, not minimized previous acharyas. That meaning should remain the same. No need to screw out your own meanings. But it has to be presented in such a way which can be suitable for the time, place and circumstances without minimizing previous acharyas and not posing yourself as a better than previous acharya. So that's very important. And that requires actually certain level of qualification to bring the message and offer the prayers and offer the mood bhava of that prayer. Who can chant the holy name of Krishna? Actually, this is a conclusion. This is the conclusion of all Vedic scriptures. What is the benefit of chanting glory of holy name and Krishna's pastimes? Yasya sankirtana namnam sarva papa pranashanam pranama dukkha samanas tam pranami harim param. This is the conclusion of all the Vedas by Srila Vyasadeva Maharaj, who wrote the last shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, after writing all the scriptures in the beginning, we saw he was very dissatisfied and Narada Muni came. So, and he said, oh, my dear Prabhu, what happened? You did so much service, such a nice project you did. You chanted so many different mantras and wrote so many scriptures, but you are dissatisfied. What happened? Right? If you are so intelligent, so why are you so poor? If you are so intelligent, as it is said, if you are so intelligent, why are you so poor? So if you are so intelligent, why are you so unhappy? Why? Because you didn't glorify Supreme Personality of Godhead. Apranasya hi dehasya. So this is those who don't have devotion to in glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will never be happy. Na sukham na param gatim, actually. And at the end of this Srimad Bhagavatam, he wrote, yasya sankirtana namnam sarva papa pranashanam pranama dukkha samanastam pranami harim param. That same Hari, by chanting whose names, actually everything will be destroyed, all sins will be destroyed and all sufferings will go, will be destroyed. And Narada Muni told him, yasyam vai shruya manaya krishne paramapuruse bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka moha bhayapa. These three things, lamentation, illusion and fear, will be destroyed for somebody who is listening about Krishna. And that is the medicine for this age, actually. Such a simple. Nivritta tarsha rupagiyamanas bhava aushadhi. Again, chutra mano bhiramat sa uttama shloka gunanuvadat. So, glorification of Supreme Personality of Godhead with excellent poetry. This is the medicine for this age. Age of quarrel, hypocrisy, fight. People are very, very low level, and we can see this what turmoil happening now all over the world. Really. We don't want to go to that direction, but practically we can see brothers and brothers fighting with each other. As I was mentioning also, time and again. My mom is Ukrainian, my father is Russian. And I'm just nowhere. So this is a fact. Mamakah pandavah ceva kim akurvate samjaya. Same family, and Vyasadeva Maharaj, he gave the formula how to establish the peace. And who can chant the holy name properly? Who can follow the footsteps of previous acharya like Lord Brahma? Those who are offering, any human being who prays like Lord Brahma, like Lord Brahma, not better than Brahma. You see? Nowadays, so many Einsteins in the world. Everybody knows what they're doing. There is three obstacles to accept any knowledge, as it is said. You know the three obstacles?
I know that.
Correct. I know that. Ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. Very difficult to accept something when we actually have that pride. And requires humility. And it's interesting, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the secret. You know that story when Prataparudra Maharaj first time saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party arriving to Puri. Quite a crazy procession. Jumping, screaming, and dancing, and crying, and rolling. And what's going on? Prataparudra Maharaj, he have seen many pilgrims. He is king. He have seen so many things. But this kind of things he never saw. So he asked, can you explain what is this? And he was told, this is Chaitanya Rasrishti. This is the creation only of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you want to get that? You have to have qualification. What is that qualification? Trinadapi suniche natarurapi sahishnuna amani namanadena kirtani sadaharihi. So you have to be humble. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he actually explains the meaning. What is the Trinadapi suniche natarurapi sahishnuna? Would you like to hear? Very interesting comment he gave. Because if you not have that qualification, ultimately you will not get that bhava which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought, you know. And what is that? Humility. He said, if somebody doing kirtan, very interesting, please kindly listen, it's very interesting. If somebody chanting Hare Krishna, snik snik hiri hiri brum brum, snik snik hiri hiri brum brum, chanting. He's chanting, but he's doing Maya Kirtan with so many material desires. I want that, putram dihi, drupam dihi, puja, pratishta, etc. So many things are there. Somebody who does this Maya Kirtan for money, for prestige, it means he's not humble. He is not humble. As long as we have material desires and doing Maya Kirtan, such a person is not humble, he writes. And then he said, if somebody think that this material creation meant for my personal sense enjoyment, right? And does not know how to use everything for Krishna, such a person is not tolerant. And then he says, those who cannot see every living entity as a Vaishnava, and those who don't see every living entity as a guru, you see, such a person, he's not amanena manadena. Interesting, how to see each and mai pashyati sarvatra, how to see Krishna in each and every living entity. Anyone can become our guru. We know the stories, 24 gurus in 11 canto Bhagavatam. And those who are glorifying Supreme Lord Hari constantly can become spiritual masters in the world. That's his comment. Interesting. And how to really identify ourselves, whether we are following correctly or not correctly. I remember, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he demonstrated that more than he showed. You follow this way. Bhalana palo matra seva kori. You just follow. And I remember in a military army, we got training in military army. We were taught how to make this bomb detector, you know, it's like mine bombs. There is a bomb detector, long stick with earphones and as soon as detecting the iron inside the ground, it's producing the sound. Up, immediately you have to put it and you can crawl very peacefully and just, you have to be daksha. Sushila mitabhuk dakshaha shradhana jitendriya. So you have to be daksha. Prabhupada said, something of everything, but everything of something. Everybody have to be expert in something particular. You have to know something in something cooking, something doing kirtan, driving car, jumping with parachute, whatever required. But in one discipline, you have to become expert. So daksha. So you have to be able to detect, you know. And then when you detect, all this, usually this is people, those who are taking this risk for the sake of others. They're detecting these bombs and they're making this bomb path free. And after detecting all the bombs, it's very relevant nowadays, especially in Ukraine. Because when army is retreating, they're putting bombs everywhere. Even under the dead bodies, under the toys of the children, under anywhere in the door. Be careful what you're opening, what you're taking, what you're touching. So, but once they did it, were they making path for the next generation to go through. And they're putting flags on one side and they're putting flags on another side. That identifies the path. And they have to sign the paper. I'm taking full guarantee there is no bombs here, no mines here. It's my guarantee. I'm taking legal responsibility. If something happens, somebody will die, I'll go to jail or whatever. So they're taking risk for the sake of others. They're stretching themselves. They're ready to sacrifice themselves to make path. Mahajano yinagata sapanta. And they say, from this level to that level, you cannot cross that side. Even you can step out of this area 1 inch, I don't have any guarantee. So that's why it's called parampara. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo viduhu. So this path was given to us by Mahajanas, by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada very often, he used to say, do as I did. Don't speculate. I give you the path. If you cannot improve, at least don't change anything. Just follow what I'm telling you. And it will work. Guarantee it will work. And what is our realization? Our realization is simple. Whatever happens in life, we have to offer the prayers, whatever taught by Srila Prabhupada, by our previous acharyas of parampara. There is no point of looking left and right. You see? Once, you remember that story when Narottam Das Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Narottam, Narottam. Who is that Narottam? One in future, next generation fellow, he will come. He will be greatest personality. And he gave his bhakti in the Padma River. Remember? He just left. And make sure that you, and he gave this management, okay, you make sure that you deliver this to that person. Many years later, he will come to you. How will I recognize him? He will touch your water and you will become Ramancha Kampa Srutarango Bhaja Shakti Parinamavada. You will identify him by energy, not by how he dressed. And there are so many wonderful dress you can buy in Loy Bazaar. But it's actually transformation of energy. And if you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you just don't have it. What can be done? But when he will come, you recognize him. And sure enough, when he later on, many years, he came, he became golden color, and he got that. She transferred him. Because parampara means passing the relay, you know? You know, passing the relay, cross relay, what do you call it? 10 people running 1 kilometer, 100 meters. And somebody running, and by 100 meters, another one waiting for him. Picking up, and he's continued to run. It's not like next person just sitting and waiting. And this guy coming, okay, give me. Okay, and he again starts to run. No, by the time first one arriving, second one already has to run full speed. And they usually picking up on the high speed from each other. Have you seen? That's what makes synergy. 1 plus 1 become 11. So they're just adding to each other. So similarly, this is a secret. Secret of generations. So by the time the previous generation passing the message, second generation has to become double speed already. Born fresh. So he gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Narottam Das Thakur this prema bhakti. Without even seeing him. Similarly, Prabhupada said, I put my ecstasies, my purpose are my ecstasies. And I leave it for you. My best part of myself is here. So if we are just every day, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, we are diving in this purpose. We'll get that ecstasy. We can get Guru Manobhishta. We can get that mood of spiritual master. And there is no point of looking left and right. No, actually, this is just beginning. You know, let's just have here and there. And just let's have something. Prabhupada said, everything is here. Everything. Once Mukunda Maharaj was sharing, when Srila Prabhupada in 1967, he was going back to India. And Prabhupada was thinking, maybe I will not be able to come again back. I don't know. what happened. So he was preparing himself to such extent that that I will not come, perhaps. And then he asked him, Prabhupada, but if you will not come, can we get initiation from another spiritual master, from somebody else? And Srila Prabhupada looked in the window and tears in the eyes, he said, but my Guru Maharaj saved me. My Guru Maharaj actually saved me. And it's interesting enough that Raghunath Das Goswami also praying very nice prayers. I didn't want to drink this poison of renunciation, but Sanatana Goswami make me to drink that poison. And he helped me. And Prahlad Maharaj also praying the same very famous prayers, you know. My Guru Maharaj saved me from the well, which full of snakes. And how I can give up service to him. So, I'm just simply following my spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada actually, he gave us, this is to follow and to offer the prayers like Lord Brahma, means we have to simply, in any situation, to follow the footsteps of spiritual master. And as in previous shloka also he said, because I'm very much pleased by your description. Krishna was pleased. Sam siddhi haritoshanam. Our business actually, to please Krishna. To please Krishna. And then Krishna will accept. What can we give to Krishna? Prabhupada said, I have this audio, very nice. What can you give to Krishna? What can you give? Be careful, you're dealing with Krishna. What can you give to Krishna? The only thing we can give our heart. We can give from our heart, bhavagrahi janardana. I like this, this is Bhayahari Prabhu was sharing that, I believe it's in Los Angeles here only. It was Kirtan, Guru Puja going on. Haribol, Prabhupada, Haribol, Haribol. And Prabhupada said, where is that? And the children also were there, some dancing. And said, we heard yesterday, remember? And he said, well, where is a Pradyumna, not Pradyumna, he's Aniruddha, correct, small kid. Where is Aniruddha, this boy? He said, oh, Prabhupada, he is the one. And the small kid, son of some grihasthas, you know. He was coming to Prabhupada to offer flowers like this. And he was coming to Prabhupada and took something from the mouth and give to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just accepted and gave him cookie. That's like us. Krishna, we're doing some nonsense we're giving to Krishna. And Krishna, okay, give it to me. Because, you know, Murkava Dati Vishnaya, Panditva Dati Vishnavi. Both of them, they're getting the same mercy. Both. Provided Bhavagrahi Janardana. Like that story of the Brahmana who was reading Bhagavad Gita without understanding the meaning. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what are you doing? Come on. I'm just following whatever Guru Maharaj told me. He told me to read this Bhagavad Gita every day. But you are illiterate. That's right. That's true. I am illiterate. But he told me what to do. I have to follow. But you are crying also. Come on. Yes, I'm crying. Why? Because I can see Krishna, he becoming driver of his devotee, chariot driver. It's very, very menial service to clean the horses and stool and blood and to follow, you know. And Kshatriya, when he is during the battlefield, he doesn't have time to tell him, please, can you excuse me? Can you go right and left, please? No time. He had to shoot the mantras. Om Astraya Namaha, Om Pashupataya Namaha, Om Astraya Namaha, Om Agni Astraya Namaha. It is said that Krishna was driving so speedy that when Arjuna shooting the arrows, chariot was driving faster than arrows flying. Especially in Jayadratha case. Krishna was so busy to, and Kshatriya, he happened to be a little bit far above the driver because he has to see everything. And to tell him where to drive, he had to kick him by the leg. Like this. He had to do it, I mean, because where to go? Left. It is like dynamic. Left, right, quickly. So he can, excuse me, can you drive me please? There's no GPS also. But we do have GPS. Guru Parampara system. Real GPS is Guru Parampara system. We have this
guidelines.
But Arjuna could not tell. And Arjuna had to kick Krishna. I'm so sorry. Boom. Oh, yes, left. Right. And Krishna was, for 16 days, had to accept that kicks of his devotees. Wow. And I see that Krishna became chariot driver. That's why I'm crying. What a kim vadayalum saranam rajema. What a beautiful Krishna. What God we have. And he was crying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. I said, you understand the essence. All those brahmanas, super, pooper, duper, they snoring in Sanskrit, they don't understand Manobhishta. They don't understand the essence. How to understand the essence? It's very important. Prahlad Maharaj says, Manni dhana bijana rupa tapasrutojas. I think not by opulence, not by education, not by beauty, you can never impress Krishna, never. How you can impress him? Bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayuttapaya. Even elephant Gajendra was able to impress Krishna by his bhakti, by offering one flower. And who am I, my dear Lord? Who am I? He says, you know, Brahma daya suragana munayo cha siddhaha satvai katana gatayo vacha sampravahai naraditum purugunair adhunapi vipruhu kim toshum arhasi same harir ugra jatehe. I am just boy from ugra family, rakshas family. My father was eating demigods and his eyes were rolling out of drunkard, you know, completely addict. And I am his son. I am from raksha family, rakshas family. And here are Brahma, Daya, Suragana, Brahma, Siddhis, Muni Rishis, great book distributors, GBC, ABC, BBC, everybody here. And who am I? My name Bhaktivedanta Swami. But I don't have bhakti, I don't have knowledge, and I don't have bhakti. Please make me dance. Make me dance as you wish. That's the mood actually. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada had to be very strong, as was devotee was saying, especially here in LA, he was very regally like king. Boom, 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 boom. He was very, you know, supreme personality of servant, you know, what's called Godhead. Service, servant Godhead. Because we have Sakshad Haritvina Samastra Shastra. So Srila Prabhupada was very proud of his disciples, but sometimes he had to act as he had to act. Sometimes Prabhupada said, you are all fools. Everybody sit down. And one disciple said, yes Prabhupada, I am fool. Except you, everybody fools. Why? Because to understand that you are fool requires intelligence. That's why you are very intelligent. Amar guru amar murkho dekho koriya sasan. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri. And he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, but Keshav Kashmiri was humble enough, actually, to accept the fact, truth. And it's interesting, because he was very humble enough, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him mercy. And this is the purpose of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Lila 17, text number 141. Very interesting. Listen. I read the other day. The Krishna Consciousness movement is not sentimental religious movement. It is a movement for the reformation of all the anomalies of human society. If people take to it seriously, discharging this duty scientifically, as ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the world will see peace and prosperity instead of being confused and hopeless under the useless governments. Powerful statement. Srila Prabhupada came to America and said, somebody asked him, why did you come to America? Prabhupada said, I came to give you brain. Prabhupada came to give brain to America. Why you came? Have you seen the hell? Yes, London is a hell. Very powerful statement. You know, you cannot say that unless you're really feeling yourself confident and protected. So it's interesting. But in difficulties or in distress, we have to continue follow the authority. And he said, I took this challenge to travel all over the world to please my Guru Maharaj. Because as the order of my Guru Maharaj, I did it. And he was preparing for that all life. And sometimes person can be misunderstood by his own spiritual master also maybe. But still Prabhupada was continued being misunderstood by some god brothers, by some people, even till date. Sometimes people may criticize. But those who understand the mood of spiritual master, they'll take this message as a cross relay and continue with a double speed. It requires great conviction. Srila Prabhupada gave the story how we can learn from everyone, even from the dog. Right? So to see Krishna everywhere requires humility. Even somebody, you know, just ordinary person. Like Prabhupada was very sick and some little bit drunkard doctor came from Mathura and said, Swamiji, you pray too much. You have to do morning walks. Correct. This is from Krishna. And Prabhupada, since that time, we are fortunate to have so many morning walk conversations due to that doctor advice. Prabhupada humbly said, when he was distributing Back to Godhead magazines, some conductor, Titi in Delhi, said, Swamiji, nobody going to read magazines. You have to write the books. It's Guru Maharaj talking to me. You see? Amazing. It works sometimes. Sometimes when I remember, we used to distribute books for many years. I was Sankirtan leader. And I all wanted to be some kind of, because they reading in front of the deities, results. And sometimes in marathon, we used to distribute. And somewhere deep down, I wanted my name to be heard. It's in the 90s. And then I remember we distribute so many books. And you're distributing book. And excuse me, can you take this book? And somebody comes and, is it Bhagavad Gita? Yes, yes, yes. I'm looking for this book since long time. Really, take it. And he looked at me. I'll take it, definitely, but not from you. It's Krishna. Humiliating. So many stories like this. And sometimes I remember we distribute so many sets of Bhagavatam. Whatever. So many. And I was expecting that Pujari will read in the next morning. So today, and then Haribol. Feels good. And somehow or other, next morning I'm expecting, I'm not looking at the deities, I'm expecting when my name will be there. And he happened to forget the paper and he didn't read that time. What? Such a offense. It's Vaishnava Parada. He's supposed to read. But we understand that this is, we don't need all these things. Good, bad, doesn't matter. Narayanah parah sarvina kutaschana bibhyati swarga pavarga narakesha pituliyartha darjina. So good, bad. It's nice to be Krishna conscious when sun is shining, everything nice, Mahaprasad in time, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Rama. But when difficult time comes, really difficult time comes, then what? Like now, in Ukraine, people dying. People literally dying and you have to save. Like in Nepal, we had earthquake. And we had to take out devotees from underground, you know, and everything smashed. How to remain Krishna conscious that time? As we discussed further, 3A battery, to be available, attentive, to appreciate each other. Very, very difficult. So these books will save the world in the darkest hour. Because devotion is not something, not with nayamatma balahinena labhyana midhaya na bahunam shrutena, is not technical knowledge. It actually has to be deep down there. Loyalty. Srila Prabhupada said, we can learn even from the dog. Once it was a dog. Dog doesn't, it's a, you know, rejected animal like a street animal. But even dog has good qualities. What is that? Loyalty. Once it was a dog and it was man. Prabhupada gave example. It was man and he had small baby in cradle. And somehow wife was not there. Man had to take care of this dog. But then he had to go to shop and buy some milk. And how to leave the baby alone. Baby was sleeping in the cradle. So he had one hunting dog. This man happened to be hunter and he had professional dog. What do you call it? German shepherd? Huh? They are very intelligent. Big tongue. They just up, down, come, understand everything. Just speaking not. Okay, so sit, control, okay. I was protecting that baby. He went peacefully because he knew he always followed my order. And he went, bought milk, came back, and he saw horror. Around the cradle was blood everywhere. Baby was missing. Hey! And he saw this bloody footprints of the legs, of the paws of the dog around. And this, he was horrified. He was following this dog. What? He went to the balcony. Balcony was wide open, and the bloody steps were following this garden. He was following the... He was, why? He was horrified. He came to the bushes, and all of a sudden from the bushes, this dog came out with a bloody face. And came, and sitting in front of him was bloody. This man was, what? Must be he was hungry and just, animal is animal. He just grabbed the baby and just took it to the... He was so angry. He went inside the house, grabbed their rifle because he was the hunter. He came to this dog and just pointed at the face of the dog. And dog was keep sitting. This dog knew how this machine working because for many years he had seen. Don't think the dog, they don't understand it. And understood. He put the rifle in the face and this dog was sitting. And killed the dog. And when he shoot the bullet from the house, sound came. What happened? And he ran back to the house, saw under the cradle, baby was hidden under the cradle, you know, and the cloth was there hanging. This baby was under the cradle, behind the cloth. Then he was thinking, whose blood was that? Hey! He ran back to the bushes, open, it was a fox. This dog fought to save the baby with a fox, and he killed the fox. And husband was brokenhearted. Oh no. This dog actually faithfully protected my baby and I just killed it. I kill him. Sometimes happen misunderstanding. But, you know, devotee is always faithful. That's why sometimes God can create provocating situation. Can. It may be war, it may be something happen, but we should not lose our human. Sometimes nice to have the head among the clouds, we have to keep our legs on the ground. We have to remain human being. We should not freak out and just start to shoot the bullets and kill each other and create mess. That's why Prabhupada said in Krishna book, the greatness of the man can be understood by how much one can tolerate provocating situation. So when we are in this provocating, challenging situation worldwide, it is most important that we need each other. And if you simply follow what our acharyas gave us without destroying it by following together, the most difficult challenge, to chant and glorify Krishna as Lord Brahma did, and to please Krishna, some siddhi haritoshanam, and to get his mercy, prasada lesha nugrihita eva hi janati tat, prasada, little bit mercy we need. And Lord Brahma, he has this experience when he stolen this coward boys. Remember that story? The other day we discussed that. He stolen coward boys, created mass, and Krishna became very upset with him. And Lord Brahma understand, and all this lila happened, Brahma Vimohanli. Oh no, what a mess I did. And he came back and touched the ground even, offer obeisances. Krishna doesn't even look at him. He was not even looking at him, keeping this, you know, in footsteps in his left hand. Left hand even, not right hand. And he didn't even look at Lord Brahma. And he was offering, please, please, I cannot understand you. Please forgive me. Gane prayasa mudapasyalamanta eva. I cannot just offer. I cannot understand you with my intelligence. Please forgive me. He offered all the Brahma stuti. And Krishna just a little bit looked at Lord Brahma. Just a little bit. Prasada lesa. Just looked at him. And smiled. And Lord Brahma said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then Krishna, go back to office and do your duty. And Lord Brahma immediately left to Brahmaloka. So that much mercy was enough for him. Little bit mercy was enough for him. Sometimes we're expecting too much mercy from Guru. Oh, I'm under, you give me more and more, we're never satisfied. But somebody who has very humble attitude, for him little bit mercy is sufficient. So that's why Lord Brahma, he said, we have to get mercy to please him. And how Krishna pleased? When he pleased. Last example I just share with you. when Prachetas in the fourth canto Bhagavatam, chapter 30, text number 8, he says, I'm so pleased. They did 10,000 years tapasya. So much tapasya they did. For the benefit of this planet, whatever. Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam. But when they came out, they got darshan of Krishna, and Lord Vishnu said, you know, I'm very pleased with you, not by your tapasya, by the way, but by your mutual friendship. Your mutual friendship together. Really. It makes a difference. And therefore, you know, I want to give you any benediction you want because I am very pleased with your mutual friendship. And this is the only opulence we have. If we have this relationship, and Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, he said, your love, you know that final story, he said, your love will be shown to me by how much you're cooperating together after my departure. Somebody said, Srila Prabhupada, can I exchange my age with you like Yayati and Puru? You know, let's exchange. Prabhupada said, very nice sentiment, but that's not what I want. Your real love will be shown by how much you can cooperate together after my departure. So this is a very wonderful opportunity for all of us to appreciate this wonderful movement, to offer the prayers as Prabhupada gave it to us by our Acharya. Prayers we can offer and do the same spirit preaching. In human life we have a gift, an opulence and treasure, the true devotees of the Lord who want to give Him pleasure. Keep Guru's order in the heart, example His, behold, to whom you meet, give Krishna's feet, two lotuses to hold. Don't worry profit or the loss, surrender life to Supreme Boss, and far and wide, try spread His fame by chanting sweet and holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanande.